Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Have you checked out the big podcast with Shaq here at Podcast One? Yeah, we talk basketball, but we're a lot more than just sports.
I met this fabulous lady. She's had to be in her 70s, knew everything about me, knew everything about sports. And the last thing she says, I love your podcast. And
I'm like, thank you very much.
But I hate that John Kincaid.
Oh, no.
That's terrible. Listen free to the big podcast with Shaq exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
It's the Koi Pond. This is great. You know, one thing I love to do is come here and relax. This is where I relax, man.
Yeah.
This is my moment of zen. This is my sanctuary. I don't like, dude. I was on Instagram, and you know, I went to eat shabu shabu, right? It's like nothing worse than knowing that there's fans taking video of you
as you're eating.
But then also thinking to yourself, what's the caption going to be? Because I know it's going to get posted, right?
Yeah.
I swear to God, like clockwork, 2:30 in the morning, having dinner with Joe Koi, kinda. And it's just like me and my double chin hanging and a piece of meat trying to go into the pot.
Cooking your own meat.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there, the whole time I'm just sitting there going, should I write her a DM? Like, can you not, I'll send you a shirt. Can you get rid of this picture?
I mean, unless it's a more creative title. Like, that's my Shabu, B-O-O.
You know, I like that. Shabu.
That's my Shabu.
That's my Shabu. I keep that. But still, the double chin shot.
Yeah.
But that might have just started something and then that you don't want. You know what I mean? Like, she DM'd somebody else and says, Joe Koi DM'd me and told me to take this down.
Don't
start that.
Yeah.
I would love it if, like, you were having shabu shabu with shabu ranks.
Oh my God! How about shabu ranks?
And it's just shabu shabu.
Oh my God!
Shabu shabu.
You guys, that's one of two of the great comedy team, the Sklar Brothers. That's Randy right there.
Yes,
that's his voice, and of course, there's also Jason.
Thank you.
You can tell them apart by either a hat or some type of eyewear.
Yes,
one has really fucked up eyes, and the other one has perfectly good
vision.
It's
not perfect. It's getting worse. And of course, like any normal human being, I would go and get glasses, but I'm like, I can't because Jay's
that's my
glasses.
Thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to
suffer through terrible.
Correcting eyesight is mine.
Yeah. I'm going to Magoo my way through the rest of this life, dude.
You guys have one thing I love about you is, you know, I grew up with a set of twins that hated each other.
Really?
Yeah, it was so weird, man.
Fascinating.
They were doppelgangers. They weren't twins.
Yeah, there was some type of jealousy between the two. Mm-hmm. One was very kind of like a nerdy, but she was cute because they were both cute. Don't get me wrong, but you could tell them apart.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you guys apart, but you guys aren't identical. But like if. No, you couldn't. It's the glasses that would really separate you. And, like, be honest. Am I right, you guys?
I don't know.
But you guys aren't.
People who know us well, they're like, you guys don't even look alike.
Yeah.
You don't even look
alike. Okay, they're fucking liars. Look.
No, I don't know.
They're full of shit, and those aren't your friends. So those guys lie all the time.
But Joe also thinks that all black people look alike.
All right. That's racist. Because that's definitely Michael Jordan right there.
No.
That's
not B. Jordan or Michael Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan from Blank Man.
Creed. I love you.
From Blank Man. The superhero, Blank Man. Man, that's Michael B. Jordan.
Trying to keep a black man down.
Yeah. Honestly, you guys, stop. Really stop with this. Seriously, right?
It's not
right.
You know, sure.
No, it's not. The only thing that separates you two is seriously
please,
the glasses.
Dear God, please. No.
Stop it.
No, Joe.
It's bullshit that you even think that. I know fraternal twins.
Okay.
And they don't look like fucking each other at all. You guys look
alike. Never said we're fraternal.
Not, we're not fraternal.
We know we're identical, but...
so you are identical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did we argue that?
You make it sound like you guys are so easily identified. Like if you weren't in a room...
You're looking at him being like, yeah.
Okay, listen to me.
He's nodding his head. Yeah, listen, we look different. He knows.
Chase is always going to do He's going to do whatever it takes to be on your side.
Chase
is going to do whatever it takes to get on your side. Don't fall for him.
That's it.
There you go. You just fell for the fucking
He's on my side.
And you don't have to do that.
That's our guy right there.
First of all, you don't have to point and nod your head like that.
That's our guy.
You don't have to bob your head. Look, if you're not selling some type of religious point on, yeah, that is my man, right man. There. If I had a man to choose from, it would be my man right there. Look, here's a perfect example of how no one can tell you guys apart. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Say what? Let me just tell
finish.
You what.
Finish.
What
finish.
Are you? You hate this? You hate this?
I don't hate it, but
you know, let's. Whatever. All right, we'll move on. I don't want to.
No,
go
through it. No, no, no. Give me the example. Now I want to hear the example.
Okay, if Jason was at DMV and he was waiting by himself, and I was in there. And he just happened at that point, he was like, fuck, he's frustrated. He went to clean his glasses and took them off. I would literally go, hey.
Ran. Or Ran? You would say, hey, Jew, is what you would say. Yeah, and
I would not
like
do that.
That.
See, I would not do that. We're not going to do these, we're not going to do these racist
wait,
things, man.
Ready? All right, hold on.
No, we're
okay.
not. Yeah, you
hold
know what? Am I editing the first 4 minutes of the show? Yeah.
There'll be no editing. So for the first time ever, I just got the new iPhone. It has facial.
Which one?
The 10S.
That's whatever. X, yeah.
Okay.
It has facial recognition.
So we could do this on the show.
So we can do
right
it on
here.
The show. If yeah. it recognize, if it unlocks my phone by looking at Randy's face,
take off the glasses.
No, I'm just going to do it to Randy's face.
And see if
no,
I can
no,
unlock
you gotta,
the phone.
Wait,
you
wait, wait. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't have to. Yeah, he gets,
okay, hold on. Let's see if it.
Let's see. He's got the. He's going to do the face recognition. Oh,
oh shit!
Open
oh,
the
wait.
It opened the phone. It opened the phone.
All right. So give it a minute.
Give it a minute. When it goes down. We're going to see if my face can open the phone.
I like that.
If my face opens the phone, then you're right. Then we'll shut up forever.
With John Travolta and
Face Off.
This is like modern day Face Off.
I thought you were going to say this is like John Travolta when he was in Scientology.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
It's like Nick Cage going, yeah, my face is off. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to kill you.
Holy shit.
I'm going to kill you.
Wow, that's good.
Go get your face and shove it off. Yeah. I took no Margaret idea. Cho's face. Yeah.
Cho was solid in that.
Cho was solid
Cho
in that.
Cho was fucking so solid in that.
Yeah.
God, I'll pro the Cho. All right. So here. It's locked.
So what
go.
Do I have to do?
Just hold it to your face.
It's struggling. It's thinking.
Hold it to your face.
It goes. It's definitely someone I know. It just opened.
No, it didn't.
It didn't. Now hold it to your face.
Oh, it's locking in. It won't do it.
It will not do
it.
All
right, do it to you.
Okay.
Dude, if this proves it, then you have to get off the idea that we
unlocked.
Are
unlocked.
Unlocked? Joe, you are wrong.
You're wrong, dude.
iPhone just proved that we don't have
to. We're not identical at all.
Why does the iPhone care about us more than you do? It cares to know us as individuals, Joe.
That is weird.
That hurts me a little bit.
Spent a lot of time with you.
Yeah.
Wait, what if Randy put on the glasses and the hat, though?
Mm.
Oh,
I just put the glasses
shit.
On.
That good one, Chase.
Nice, Chase.
Good one, Chase. Yeah, who's stupid now? Unlocked.
Nope. It will not lock.
It will not unlock. All right, do it without your glasses. Do it without your glasses.
Okay.
Come on, damn it. Look at their bump.
This is so great.
Unlocked. God damn it.
Wow. Hot dog. Hot dog.
Oh.
This is, we are, okay, we proved that we proof don't look exactly
right
alike.
Here.
Proof that you haven't taken the time to get to know us, Joe Coy.
God damn it, Joe.
I love you.
Shit. Get to fucking know us.
I know, man. Well, I am today.
This is what
I do know this.
Us.
I do know this about a lot about this, the Sklar brothers.
I'm not going to say that. Randy and Jason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are amazing at sports, bro.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Hands down. No, Dre, by the way, Dre played college ball. He's the sports guy in our family.
College what?
He's the one that we all claim.
Where?
UOP.
Nice. Great.
Yep.
They're like, where the fuck is that?
They didn't care about that.
It's University of Pacific in Stockton, California.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He had to be a Crip in order to get onto the team.
That's right.
Yeah. Hands down.
That's right.
He had to get jumped in.
And I played NBA Jam.
Tupac
was NBA Jam.
That's all I know.
NBA Jam.
So this guy has two left feet. It's the word. Wait, you ever hear that
right
thing about
thumbs.
Two left feet?
He's got two right
That's
thumbs.
Literally him. When he runs, it looks like he's always falling forward. Like he's just about to fall down.
I don't believe that.
No.
That.
Am I making that up?
I'm fast.
He looks
know.
Like he's very fast, but when you watch him, like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like there's
you're,
a sharp
you're just
corner.
Worried that he's going to miss it.
Yes.
He has a bit of a balance.
He's like a baby that's taking his first step.
Yes. Always. He's going to hit a corner.
At some point,
he's going to hit a corner.
He's going to walk into a coffee table.
Yeah, coffee table.
You were like, can we please get those rounded corners?
Yeah, yeah. Get padded corners. Chase
Let's
is coming
baby
over.
Baby-proof the room for Kate.
Baby-proof the room. Case Don't let him go up Chase? The steps. Did you call him Case?
Case.
Who called him Case?
What's I'm, Case I'm the his joint Chase manager. I'm his Chase manager. all right. So you asked us what sports are our expertise.
Yeah. All
baseball.
All.
We played baseball. Baseball. College football, college basketball.
That we pay attention to.
Yeah. Pro football, and I love the NBA. Yeah. So, like, I mean, those are the
college
sports.
College football is probably the most, the biggest, we're the biggest fans of. And like,
although college hoops, man, I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah. College hoops. Love it because, I mean, we have our whole theory about, and we talked about it on our podcast before, but we have our whole theory about how college athletes should be paid.
Okay.
Yep.
And
I love
and
that already.
I believe that they should be paid, but I think here's what I think should happen. I think they should have money put away into an escrow account, all of them, so that like all the money that they generate for the players, jerseys, and all that other stuff generates for the school gets put into an escrow account, a large one, so it makes a lot of money. And then all the teams and all the sports, and then it gets divided based on what puts in the most.
I agree.
So if you leave early from school, you're going to the NBA or you're going to NFL or whatnot, you're going to get a big contract.
Your money goes back in the
either
pot.
Either goes back in the pot or you get a sort of a truncated version of what that's going to be. Now, if you graduate – so it forces people to want to graduate because when you graduate, you could then walk away with $75,000.
Wow.
You could walk away with $100,000 based on what it is. So imagine you generate a certain amount of money for the school and then – when you graduate, you are given $25,000 because you generated that for the school over the course of time because all that money's in there. How great would that be?
Yeah.
No, so how did you think of this plan? Was it like a think tank? Like how did you – that's brilliant.
Because I believe that
– we were sad watching guys who were second and third and fourth rounders coming out after their sophomore year and saying, man, there was a time in this country – you guys probably don't remember it, but when – I think back to the Big East in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Like you saw when Patrick Ewing came in or Alonzo Mourning came in as a freshman at Georgetown, you're like, this is great. We're going to see this dude for 4 years on Georgetown. And it became the identity of the school, and it was really fantastic. Now, I'm not saying – you know, those guys did fine, by the way, in their careers. They made plenty of money to live on for the rest of their lives, but they still went to college for 4 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just promotes going to college and graduating, which I think is like a good
thing. Well, now, yeah.
Do you think school's for everybody?
I don't
and
think
that's my whole thing because these guys are blessed, literally blessed. Because when you get a talent like a Patrick Ewing, just because you're 7 foot tall doesn't mean you could be a center at a collegiate
absolutely.
And be a superstar. Guys, he's been blessed with a God given talent.
But you're talking
his
about
school is
you're
school
talking about 1% of 1%.
That's right. Exactly what I'm,
you know
saying.
What I'm saying.
So I mean, we can sit around and do comedy until wheeled out in a rascal scooter for the next 25, 40, 30 years as long as audience come see us. These guys have 3, 4, 5 years at the most. If you're lucky, 8, 9, 10, you're in the rarefied air. So we're saying, get your education, go. You'll be able to do something else after this thing doesn't pan out.
Well, they've created a culture where you get second and third tier guys that go into college believing that they're one and done, and then they're not.
They're
and
not.
So now.
Now they're just done.
Now they're just done.
Just done.
Now you're done.
You're done.
Yeah. Now you're playing in Beijing.
Which
is not bad.
That's not the worst.
It's not bad, but it's not your dream.
Yeah.
No, but like, I mean, look, we don't have to get that deep into it, but a guy like Stephon Marbury, who was great in the league.
Oh, I love that story.
He's now in China. And
he's a god.
Yeah, there's statues of him.
Statues of him. If you guys ever watch, I think it's on Netflix, right? The Stephon Marbury.
Dude, it is.
30 for 30 or whatever it is. It's a documentary. It's so amazing because you live his life. You get to see how he was.
He was the best. He was the best high school basketball player from New York.
From New York.
Coming out of, what was it, Archbishop Molloy or wherever he played. I mean, I know his high school, I think. Yeah, yeah. And so he comes out. And
Did he go to Temple?
No, he went to Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
And
didn't Sebastian Telfair go to the same high school?
They're actually first cousins.
First cousins. Yeah. So he comes out with all this hype, then gets in the league, plays for the Knicks, does a good job, plays for the Suns, does a good job, like earns max contracts and gets that stuff. And then he kind of faded away, then decided to go play basketball in China. And then there was a chance where like, okay, man, you can come back to the NBA and you can be
he's like, no.
a backup dude.
Yeah,
he's like, no, you're fucking kidding me? I walk around China
Yeah. You know, I'm not like the ball brothers.
Well, he also brought the first championship to that team.
Like, I ain't stealing sunglasses.
Yeah.
They got a statue of my ass outside.
That like, people actually journey to go take pictures in front of. Like, they literally go there
yeah,
to
I
take
get
pictures
it.
In front
he's
of
He's a guy.
Amazing.
He's like Superman. Like, Superman on his planet is just like everybody else. But right. then he goes to Earth and he's like this fucking guy, right?
That's right.
That's what that guy
he's
does.
Exactly he's like, you know, Superman. Stephon Marbury.
Yes, China is his Earth.
He fights crime in China.
He fights crime.
He's a reporter half the time.
Yeah, man. It's amazing, bro. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
His weapon is a basketball.
Yeah,
he just throws it at people's faces. It's amazing.
Why. He's protected so much shit on the Great Wall.
Yeah, the Great Wall of China is protected by him. It's,
Do you
it's
think,
amazing.
Like, before the Great Wall was built, there were people in China chanting, build that wall.
Build that wall?
Do you think that was going on?
Oh shit!
We gotta put some shit between us and Mongolia. Yeah, just
build that wall. Oh. Build that wall.
China.
You think there's gonna be a big giant basketball built for him, and it's gonna be called the Great Ball?
That'd be great.
And
build
it's right.
that ball.
Build that ball.
I would chant that. Build that ball.
Build that ball.
Build that ball.
Build that ball.
You can make that. I cannot.
Oh, you already did though.
Build that bar.
He got a zinger in there.
I zipped it.
Build that bar. It was so funny. This is so stupid.
So they build a bar?
Build that bar.
they build a
big giant bar. The Great Wall of China has like whiskey on top of it.
Dude, if the
we
great-
build a bar
Stop.
For you.
Stop. If there is a part of the Great Wall of China, just a section of the Great Wall of China where there were beer taps built into the wall and you could just go up with a mug and just beer tap. How great would you be
It'd be so sick.
This really is the Great Wall.
This is the greatest wall.
The greatest wall of all.
It's easy to believe.
Run your two left feet ass out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Go
and go
fall
trip
forward.
Into a
go
coffee
fall forward
table.
Into that padded door.
Fall face first into the vending machine after that.
Oh, unbelievable, man.
Terrible.
Kalen, mark it at 550, 15.3. When Shobi came absolutely racist. All right, you guys, betonline.ag. That's right, another huge week in sports across the NFL and NBA with some very exciting matchups. There is only one place to get in all this action. That is betonline.ag. That's right, betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1 for that 50% off sign up bonus. That's podcast1. Starting with NFL, big matchup with LA Chargers traveling to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. Philly at Dallas in a big NFC East matchup, and the huge Sunday night game with Rams at Chicago Bears. In the NBA, the biggest matchup this week is the team with league's best record, Toronto Raptors, traveling west to face the two-time defending champs. Golden State Warriors, get in on that one. Also, the Lakers facing the Rockets in Houston, coming off last time the two teams played with plenty of on-court drama happening right there. So make sure you guys take a look at that one. BetOnline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today at BetOnline.ag. And try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action with every play. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% off sign up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sports book experts. Two people I really love dearly. One, of course, Dr. Drew. And then, of course, my guy, Adam Carolla. I love everything about these two guys. And they're the ones that basically started this whole thing. I'll put it out there. I'll say it. Yeah. They inspired a generation. You know what I mean? I love it. This is what I need you guys to do. Go listen to the Adam and Drew show. Listen to it right now on Podcast One. You know what's crazy? Out of all the channels that are out there right now in existence, it's still hard to find something to watch, man.
Bro, but you know what, though? Like, I love all the different, like, I use all the different, like, things. Like, I like to have as many channels that have channels is what I like to call it.
Like, you
know
channels
I
mean? That have channels?
It's channels on channels. You know what I mean? You got this one thing that has things on it to watch. You have another thing that has things on it to watch. I found a new one, bro.
Like a new what? New app?
Yeah.
What?
Pluto TV.
Oh, I've heard of that. You know why have I heard of that?
Why?
Because they're our new sponsor. Pluto TV. Pluto TV, what is it? It's a new streaming service, man.
It's got over like 100 TV channels, thousands of movies. Free, bro.
No doubt.
Free. They don't even ask you for a credit card. I hate putting in credit card. I hate doing that. You don't even need to sign up. You can just watch it.
Really? So how do they go? Man. Where do they go for this?
Just get the app, man. You got an iPhone, Droid, whatever, man. Just get the app.
Get download, go, what, download Pluto TV for the app?
Good. You can even get it on like a Roku, Fire TV, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, wherever you stream. Just type in Pluto. Get some more options
That's
in there,
so
man.
That's so cool, dude. Pluto TV, bro. Thank you, Pluto TV, for not only sponsoring the Koi Pond, but giving us more things and more options to watch on TV.
Yeah.
Stream right now on Pluto TV.
Look, I forgot my. I was in Vegas yesterday or 2 days ago,
jeez.
And I go to the airport to fly back, and my wallet was in the other jacket, and it's at my house. So I got to drive back. Anyways, long story short, I missed the flight. Right, I had to come here to do the for this audition. So I have my cousin drive me right, and I rented a Maserati. Okay, we're driving.
What
in
Vegas?
Listen, I know, but yeah,
you rented a Maserati.
Listen, man, I'm in a different tier now.
I love it.
Look, I can't be seen in a Cobalt. Oh, look, you know what I mean? I'm not in a Bolt, bro. I spend $9 a gallon, bro. That's what I. No, look, I got a Maserati.
Don't knock on my Bolt. Don't knock on my Bolt. I fucking love my Bolt.
I'm driving. We're driving. He's driving me back. Right. And this is an honest fucking question. This is from Bo, yeah. Trey. Bo says this. He goes, is Maserati is that Italian?
Mm-mm.
As if the name doesn't let you know.
No.
So then I answer.
It's Spanish.
Yeah. So I go, I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, with that name, unless it was a Japanese company that wanted a Maserati.
Oh, come on.
Boom. And they couldn't say it to the. We build Maserati.
Maserati.
Unbelievable.
Boom. Yeah. There you go.
Did you guys start it?
Let me ask you. You started it, Randy.
Not.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. It's Jason. Yeah.
All right. Do you like Vegas?
I have a house there, yeah.
I mean, do you tell
I
me?
Love it.
You love it.
I love it. I have a restaurant there. And and when you guys go there, please eat there.
I will.
Free of charge.
Fun.
It's the best food in the world.
Where is
Wait,
it?
You guys are foodies too, aren't you?
Yeah,
don't
we
you?
Love it. Yeah.
They love clothes and they love, did you notice they fucking dress amazing?
Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
No. This is casual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like,
this is casual right here.
Yeah.
That's how they put it together. And it's so cool, man.
Look,
I've always complimented. Did I not always
complimented? You always did, and we did likewise right back to you.
We love clothes. I love you. Always had great sneakers.
Your shoe game was tight.
And Thank jeans. You. Shoes and yeah, jeans. You're dude. Always tight on that. I love clothes, love music, love sports.
Yeah.
Like those things are just, and I mean, obviously our families and stuff, but like all those are the things we dive into outside of, the, you know, and then comedy, of course.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
those are the things that I just love. So like when I came in,
right.
the most fun I had was trying to figure out
Your
what
hat.
Minor league baseball team that
was. I
was
so impressed about how close they got. It was amazing.
Because it was like a puzzle. We're
you
like,
put
okay,
context well, clues looking mountain, at the
looking
logo.
At logo.
He said pick like mountains, gold pick. This is in the Pacific Northwest. We got all the way up to Oregon, and then you were like, it's Washington, it's Tacoma. But, I mean, that is, come on, that is fun for us.
That was
and so,
good.
Dude, we love all that stuff. That was the mixture of all that. Because a good, like, minor league baseball hat is just fantastic because it's almost like a great indie band that people don't know about. Or some people know about it. It's like, hey, man, have you heard the new Dirty Projectors album? And half the room is like, I have no idea who that is. And then the people who know are like, fuck yeah, that's it, man. So that's like what that hat is. Yeah.
What do you think it is? And here's a sports question. I hate to leave the topic. Yeah. But it always bothered me that, like, you know, the college basketball is not only huge or maybe sometimes huger than NBA. Mm-hmm. College football, we can clearly say, is probably bigger than NFL. But, you know, then the Super Bowl takes over.
It does.
But, I mean, you can watch a Tennessee game and see, like, the whole country watching Tennessee.
Yeah.
What is it about baseball that there's this huge separation
between? There's no minor, there's no college baseball. So the
and there's no and there's no love for it. But yet it's America's sport. But yet we will only watch it if they become pros. Like no one watched
College World Series.
But Dre and I went to the same high school together, and our minor league team was our parking lot. We parked in their parking lot. It was the Shaney Stadium.
This team here.
They call it the Rainiers now, but back then it was the Oakland A's minor league team, and it was called the Shaney.
Tacoma Tigers.
Yeah. And Jose Canseco played there for a year. But no one went to the games.
I'll tell you why. Because baseball is more regional, I think, than other things. Like, because when people go to college and then they graduate from college and then move all around the country, then they still have love for that old school and what it means and the conference. Like, the region for baseball is much smaller. It's the localized area. And minor league baseball, even smaller. You don't have guys, you know, living in Chicago rooting for the Rainiers. Right. Like, you don't. You just
Whereas, like, the NFL, what's amazing to me is you go around and you see people in New Jersey that are, like, Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait,
the Giants are 15 miles from where you are. They play 15 miles. They're like, yeah, but that's America's team. And so, like, they're Cowboys fans. Or, you know, people who don't have NBA teams are like, I just love LeBron. I love that he was there. I love watching him. He's the greatest of all time. There's like, you know what I mean?
Whereas, especially more so now with free agency because because players move around so
guys
much.
Don't stay.
People don't have loyalty to teams anymore. It's to the player.
But it's so crazy that this is America's sport. This is, you know, we call it America's sport.
America's pastime is what they call it.
Oh, America's pastime.
And I think the other problem with baseball is I think baseball, if they were smart, they're trying to speed up the game and do all this stuff to try and make it compete with like basketball or football. You're never going to do it. So what I say is you become like – become the vinyl album of sports. Like people who love you will love you and come and sit in the game and hang out and watch the whole game and – keep score and just chill out like that. Yes, you're sort of making your audience a little smaller, but it's the people who love
it. What's been amazing to me is the rise and the popularity of soccer in this country.
Yeah.
So soccer was very smart. Soccer said, okay, Portland doesn't have they've got a professional basketball team, the Portland Trailblazers, but they don't have a football team and they don't have a baseball team. Mm. So let's jump into that market where we know there are fans and do that. And then with Seattle, yes, you lost your basketball team, but you've got a baseball team and a football team, but let's jump in up there. And then let's make Portland and Seattle a crazy rivalry between those two cities.
So the Sounders against the Timbers.
They already kind of hate each other.
Yeah.
So now that becomes like a huge game. And then Atlanta. I mean, what's crazy about Atlanta is you think about it, Atlanta is like the capital of the Black South.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they have they've got a soccer team, which you don't particularly say is an American, African-American type of
Definitely
sport.
Definitely not.
It's not. But – the Georgia Dome gets filled with 70,000 people to go see an Atlanta FC game, which to me is crazy because the Falcons, which is the football, the Dirty Birds and the Falcons, that should be filled. And it's not because when they're not winning, but soccer fills it every time. So soccer kind of like very much said, all right, we're going to slide into these cities and markets. To me, it's fascinating because this is what we get in geek about it is that it actually then takes into account like sociology, you know, which is fascinating.
I'm going to go back to baseball, and then we'll leave it.
Sure.
But what's But what's weird to me is like there's such a big separation from pro, and for some reason, you know, you go to Japan and it is sold out like a rock concert, and then you go to like all these other countries that are in love with
Korea, Japan, Cuba.
With this game, but for some reason. I don't know. It drives me crazy. Like when the Olympics come, there's no baseball. Like
I think there was a
dream team or anything. So like what is that? Why is that?
Because
we would love to have a dream team baseball in the Olympics and watch us play other countries. You know how sick that would be.
So there is the World Baseball Classic. I don't want to cut you off.
No,
what
were
you
going to
say? I don't know if you watched the World Baseball Classic, but Randy and I were headlining Hilarities in Cleveland, which is a fantastic club. I'm sure you
know
it and love it. Nick, that dude
Nick
is so awesome.
Great.
He's definitely killed somebody in some type of mafia somewhere.
I don't talk to him about it.
I don't either. I asked him one time and he goes, I can't say anything.
And then he gave me a great steak. Then he gives you a great piece of salmon.
Yeah, yeah. You ever ask a serious question? They just go like this. How's the steak?
You just told me all I needed to know.
That's it.
I love
the steak.
Dude.
The steak's a little rare, kind of like that guy you buried. Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, that's funny. Which one are you, Randy or Jason?
And then I say,
yeah, let me know because my guys need to know.
And as Randy, I say Jason. So we're hanging out in this restaurant watching, and we're looking up on the TV, and it's Colombia is playing the United States in the World Baseball Classic. It's like the beginning of the year. And we just see on the screen a bunch of Colombian players jump over the dugout and start running onto the field to like mob a guy who just hit a home run.
Just scored.
He didn't hit a home run. Wow. And so Randy and I look at each other and we're like, did Colombia just beat the United States in baseball? Because that would be insane. And it's just nuts. And we go up to watch the screen. No, it's the second inning.
Second inning.
And this guy just scored to like tie the game. But what it showed us and what's really interesting is that baseball doesn't have that crazy, except for the World Baseball Classic, when guys like strike someone out and do some crazy thing and like jump up and down and like grab each other and flip their bat flips to the sky.
Yeah, you want
to
watch something amazing? Watch like a series of Korean League bat flips. Their bat flips are ridiculous. When
you hit a home run and they just throw the bat into the sky. It's so – the showmanship and the super fun – You know, it's
showmanship is needed. You
it's
are
needed
right.
in baseball. You need that.
That's why I do love Puig. I do love Puig because he's the best.
I love him, man.
So much.
We got to see him live in the World
Kisses
Series.
Kisses his bat, licks his bat.
I love all that.
I love. He'll hit a double, and he'll just throw his hands up in the air like he just
did
it out of the park.
Yeah, he did that. I think it was the championship, right? Yeah. He fucking laced it. He already knew it was a home run when it touched the bat.
But I love that he
dropped it and lifted
him.
His arms, man. And
I love that he does that on not even home runs. I'm like, dude, run. Don't put your hands up in the air. Run.
But it's like, great.
He's so fun. He's bringing the locker Cuban room mentality.
And the locker room loves him.
I love that Cuban mentality.
In the sense of like, I'm going to be open and I'm going to be – he's psyched to be free. He's psyched to be out of that country here playing. He's going to have fun. That's why we love the Golden State Warriors. That's why we love it when Steph like walks across half court and shoots a 40-foot shot and then jiggles around and has fun.
He's having fun.
It's fun. We were just talking
about that, Dre.
Yeah, we were.
I go, what is it with these players that you dream it your whole life since you were 5 years old? You set up this situation, 3 seconds on the clock. Michael Jordan is defending him for the game, the win. As a kid, you're jumping around, you're on the bleachers, and then when you become a professional basketball player, and you hold it in, and for some reason, it looks like your mom just got shot. And you deadpan right into the camera. 10 billion people watching, and you just look like someone murdered your family.
That's right.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, so I've watched you
celebrate,
but
bro.
I've watched you do stand up, and what I watch when the crowd is. When you're having fun, I see it translates in the crowd. And certainly that happens with Randy and I. When we crack each other up, the crowd cracks up. Because why? Because they're getting a glimpse into what – they want to know that you're enjoying yourself the way they're enjoying themselves at the show. It's the same thing with sports.
Yes.
Exact same thing.
Yeah. Exact same thing, man.
The weird thing about the NBA, and we talked about this
is
that the audience, it's become more of a social event. Than a sporting event.
Yes.
So it's kind of like you're looking up. So I coach basketball at Brentwood High School, and they're the same way. Like the parents are the same way. It's like a
networking party.
Exactly.
And there's kids playing basketball.
They just happen to be playing basketball.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone's on their phone and watching.
Can you guys keep this down? We're actually going over a script up here.
Hey, can the referees get rid of the whistles? Yeah. I'm in a meeting here.
We're trying to cast this web series.
Yeah.
I'm trying to beat out a pilot.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
By the way, why can't that be a phrase for masturbating? I'm trying to beat out a pilot.
That's hysterical.
I gotta get the final blow on this.
Oh God!
One.
If you guys don't mind, I'm trying to read on tape.
Fucking
read it in
voiceover audition. Please don't whoosh when the
God.
It's the same way when you go to a Lakers game. It's just kind of it's like everybody's
they've been notorious for that since back during Showtime.
I mean,
but now it's gotten to the point where it's every team is like that now. Everyone's fashionably late. It's a social event. Who's sitting courtside?
Exactly.
Man,
I love seeing the celebrities in like Oklahoma City.
You're like the old guy with the young hot girlfriend. Yeah. I was like, that was your secretary. You know, they're in the front row. And you're like, because Nicholson isn't in. You know what I mean?
He's not in
OKC. Not an old guy, but Adam Levine isn't in OKC.
Yeah. But some old Texas,
just that oil
some
guy
that owns oil.
I just love. So it's like so Drake goes to like a Toronto game because he's from up there, and then it's like all the Toronto like glitterati. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, I just love watching the front.
Hey,
run.
Good shot, eh?
Hey, geez. He was really up there.
Hey, you're in our hood, eh? Welcome to the 90.
He drove into that lane like a moose.
He went up,
you know what I'm saying?
He went way up north. Wow, what? He's a real hoot.
Hey, you better send that shot over to Saskatoon if you know what's good.
What are you yapping about?
Hey, I'm not talking about anything. I just think that they're doing a great job. Kyle Lowry and then the rest of the gang.
Yeah, why are you guys acting like it's cold, eh? It's just like summer for us, eh?
I just keep my toque on indoors. You know what I mean? I don't like to let my scalp show.
Who wants beans with their eggs, eh?
No beans. Just, you know, we're getting up.
Canadian bacon. That's the name of my
band. Canadian bacon, eh?
Take some Canadian bacon, a couple of queso labats, and I'm ready to go to this NBA game.
Basketball, eh?
If the Raptors score 100, everyone gets a coffee at Tim Hortons.
I get the donut holes, eh?
You get the donut holes.
Hey, let's go. Are you guys going to score over 200 points so we can get our free donut holes?
What I like to do? I like to get a whole thing of donut holes and then a whole thing of donuts. Just stuff the donuts and make them back. That's a whole afternoon to me.
I like to say it again.
I buy a whole box of donut holes and a whole box of donuts, and I stuff the donut in. That's a whole afternoon for me.
You know what I do? I buy a box of donuts, and then a box of donut holes, and every time someone slam dunks,
I slam dunk it.
That's
a great idea. Even though you're starting to sound like you're in the band Sublime,
Who cares? As long as I say, hey, I'm Canadian.
That's the best Canadian Mexican accent I've ever had.
Oh, thanks, eh?
I don't practice Santeria, eh? I ain't got no crystal ball, eh?
Hey, build that wall, eh?
Hey, man, I'll pop a cap in Sancho's ass.
Hey, build that wall. Separate Canada from America, eh? I'm tired of them coming over here and taking all our benefits, eh?
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great big ice wall.
Never going to melt, eh? Hey,
you know what job I'd like to have? The guy who zambonis the top of the ice wall.
Clean the top of the wall,
drive on
and then
the
look
top
at America
wall.
And go, you can never get in here,
eh? That's right. You are getting more Mexican by the moment.
You want some tacos, Wade?
Hey, man, first of all,
where are you from, eh?
Who the fuck is this guy, eh?
He's obviously
American, eh?
He just kind of stumbled in. He just hit his head on a coffee table.
End scene. That's how you end it.
Look at that.
Give it up.
Back.
Randy came in, man. Randy came in and knocked the fucking
I knew it was time
out.
To lights out that one.
I knew he was going to knock it out when he licked his back, like licked the microphone like Puig. Like, I got this.
Licked it and then
knocked it out of the park, bro. That's how you do it. Sklar Brothers, man. You guys are fucking geniuses.
I love hanging with you.
Love it. You guys are so fucking talented. Were you guys, growing up, the funny kids in the household? Were you the ones like, and I'm not saying your parents were like, Randy, Jason's come here, your aunties and uncles are here, perform.
Do a show.
What I'm saying is, you guys knew you'd be funny and you'd be the life of the party, right?
Yeah, because we were twins, there was always like, there was a tension on us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? People were like, always like, well, so let's talk to these guys. So we're like, we could go one of two ways. We could just kind of just stand there and or be like what we considered most twins to be, which was a bit of a gimmick. Or we were just fans of comedy. We would watch so much comedy. We would watch comedy like early Seinfeld, pre when he did his show. And so like, our parents' friends would be over and they'd be playing like cards or something like that. And they'd be like, what's going on with you guys? How's it going? And immediately be like, what's the deal with the shower radio? Dancing on a slick surface next to a glass door.
That's a great idea.
Suddenly we're like these little Carsons and we're basically stealing other people's material, but doing it. And then these people, because they've never seen like early sign.
Nice.
They're cracking up because this is well-crafted great material. And we're standing there going, this is fun. This is really cool. We like making people laugh. And suddenly that became more of our identity amongst our friends, in our family. I mean, our parents were funny.
Yeah.
They were good people in that. Our dad was always like a funny dude. I mean, he was never like, I'm going to tell a joke and craft a joke type funny. But, you know, he would take us around to run errands with him on the weekends when he'd go to work on Saturdays, and he would take us to work with him on Saturdays, and then he'd run all his errands, but we'd be hanging out in the car. Like, he would leave us in a car.
In a running car.
In a running car. Basically like, hey, child molesters, these are for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just take these.
You ever get a set of twins? But he had corn in the back seat.
But he had like this buffet. Yeah, but he had this like huge like Monte Carlo with like a two-door Monte Carlo, and most child molesters are such weak arms they couldn't even open that door.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's like, they're fine, yeah. I'll just leave it running. So he'd leave it in there and we'd just sit in there and watch him like go pick up his cleaning or something. And within like 30 seconds of him being around anybody, they'd start to crack up. Now, when you're a little kid, you kind of watch that and you're like, hang on a second. Yeah. That's valuable. Look at what he's doing, like his interactions with people. They're just laughing. And see that and we're like, okay, that's got to be worth something. That's cool. And then if we can make him laugh and make our parents laugh, that was always fun. I remember in school, there was one of the funniest things that I ever did was that I loved doing in class. And this is one of my proudest moments. And when I came home, the reaction I got from my dad was almost like
– it was validation.
It was like, okay, go into comedy. He didn't know that he was doing this, but it was So I had this shitty teacher in eighth grade home economics. It was eighth or ninth. I can't remember. It might have been ninth grade. Miss Frank. Terrible person. Like, didn't want to be a teacher, didn't want to teach kids, just thought everybody was there to like disrupt her. And she was just a bad person, not fun at all. And home economics was not a class that I was itching to do and dying to do. I should have learned how to do all this stuff, but I was like, I don't want to sew and I don't want to cook. Right now, I don't want to be learning about this. So I didn't love it. We had a bad relationship. She came in on Halloween and she was wearing a gorilla mask. Okay. Pretty scary gorilla mask. It got hot like 15 minutes into the class. She took off the mask. And then I screamed. When she
solid.
That's a solid joke for a 14 or 15-year-old.
Impeccable timing, by the way.
I got in such deep shit. They sent me the office.
Good.
Good. You're the fucking king of the kill.
Our dad.
Because you had to.
I had to explain what happened. He was like, that was fun.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I think he said, did you get laughs?
Did you get laughs? And I was like, yes. And he was like, good boy.
Like, he can't argue
it. You have a fucking amazing dad. Yeah. And you know, I do that with my son too.
Yeah.
You got a detention for something.
How old's your son now?
He's 15.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I have a 13-year-old. I know we've
talked about it. No, but I remember being in Santa Rosa, California doing shows with you. And I remember he was sick and my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Was a doctor, like came and helped you, and then
that's
he came back
right!
and saw you at Cobb's because he's such a big fan of yours. Anyway, I can't believe
that's
he's
so
now
cool. That's right.
Grown up.
I totally forgot that, but I also remember you playing catch with him.
Yeah.
We were hanging out
loved
playing
it.
Catch with him. Yeah, I great. Just love that kid. So,
yeah,
I mean,
he's a good kid. You remember how well traveled he was?
He was great,
you know,
man.
I remember when I brought him on the van, like everyone kind of looked like there's a fucking kid on the van, but then everyone fell in love with him
because
he's such a good kid.
He kind of, and in that way, he's like, well, you can't act like a shithead.
Yeah.
You got to actually be someone who people are enjoying to hang out with. You have to develop those skills.
Yeah.
So my youngest daughter, because she's just 2 years younger than my older daughter, she has to learn how to survive.
Yeah.
So she's got a whole set of skills that the older one doesn't need because she's like, I got to kind of figure stuff out if I'm going to stay alongside the older one. That's stuff that the older one doesn't have to do. I'm like, these are good skills. Your son had to figure out how to hang with older
people.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, he was good at it. That way. Yeah.
He was good at it. So wait,
Chase, right?
Yeah, like we've been so many places in the world and he's just one of the dudes.
Yeah,
like, forget that it's your son.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a cool, chill dude.
I took him on tour for like almost a month and a half, and it was just, he was like on time for everything.
Yeah.
He was mad that I was late. Seriously, Dad?
Like,
you knew you had to get picked up.
He was like writing material for you.
Yeah, he was. There was a point where I go, you want to go up and open for me? And he had this long pause, and then my heart started beating like, is he about to say yes? Because this will be the best day of my life if he says yes.
God.
And but yeah, I would love to see that. Because, but I love the fact that your dad did that. That's a beautiful dad.
So you were
right
saying
there.
He gets in trouble sometimes, or he was in detention.
Oh, he'll get in detention. He said "fuck" when he was seven or something like that, mm-hmm. and I couldn't get mad because it was just so funny.
Well, so I was doing homework with my daughter last night, the youngest one. She had a shit ton of homework like dumped on her. And yeah. I'm like 2 weeks away from being at her, you know, Christmas break. Vacation and break. Just a shit ton of stuff, and she's in gymnastics for 2.5 hours a day. We went out to do comedy. We like went out and did a set. I came back and she was still up doing her homework wow. after coming home from comedy. And I came home and I was like, all right, let's do this. And she's like, I'm so freaking mad. And, oh. and she's like, I want to say the F word. I'm like, say it.
Oh, yeah. I love
say
it.
She's like, I'm so fucking mad. I fucking hate
yeah.
that.
She deserves like, it.
Get it out.
And I was like, okay, you said it.
Yeah.
Good. I was like, yeah, good I understand girl. That you feel that way. Yep. Like, you can say that around me. It's okay. And yeah. so like, she's
and now you're on restriction.
Okay. Exactly.
No.
Now I see her every other weekend and I don't know why that's such a bad
thing. Then I spank the shit out of her.
Oh, no.
I'm not Adrian Peterson.
I love the fact that you let your kids curse. Do you let your kids curse?
You know, my son, I know he curses around his friends, and once in a while, if there's a song that has it in it, I'll let him.
He's but like, my kids know not to. If they listen to rap songs, they cannot say the N-word.
Nice.
I'm like, you are white. White people cannot say this word. I don't give a shit if it's in the song. We don't own it. It's not ours. It's like,
God, I let Joe say it. I'm sorry.
I was like, if you. Well, this is what I told him.
Just get a minute. My son says it all the time.
Joe's pretty close. He's pretty close.
He has an afro. Yeah. But
I was like, you can't, because I said it's like this, man. I was like, if you walk down the street and you see something that's really nice, like a really nice radio or something, like something beautiful, like stereo system in someone else's house, can you walk over there and just take it? No, you cannot. Doesn't belong to you. This word does not belong to you. We're not allowed to say it.
Yeah. That's their word. Who's there, by the way?
I would be there.
He's part of the
I'm
there.
Part of there.
Is that right? I mean, should I do it any differently?
That's pretty accurate.
Should I do it any differently?
On a personal note,
yeah.
I don't mind so much with young kids because they've kind of grown up in that culture. However,
young white kids.
However, yes, because we've had and we've had some issues with that. And
the basketball Brentwood, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure
they are hood though.
So they are very.
They
good.
Are think very. They are. They're but very to think
good.
They are.
Yeah.
So.
This motherfucking Mercedes sucks.
So yes, you are handling it the correct way.
Okay. That's the correct way. That satisfies
you. I think it's the safe way.
Because
you can't really make a mistake.
At least
you
you're just thinking about it before
I
you.
I told my son, we paid for this song. Sing away, bro.
$1.29 on iTunes.
Now, if you got the song for free, you're not allowed. If it's on Spotify, listen. If it's on YouTube or something that where it's free, he's not allowed to say the N-word.
Nice.
But if it's on Apple Music,
it's a financial situation.
Go
it's
for it, bro. Decision. You paid for it. $1.29.
40 acres and $1.99.
Once again, he kissed the microphone right before he knocked that out, bro.
The only problem with that is you get comfortable and then you say it in the wrong environment.
That's
and then,
what you have. Yeah.
That's not good. I said, if everyone's wearing red bandanas, don't do it there.
Yeah,
don't do it there. Don't do it.
Take off your blue hat and walk away.
But if you're inside the Gap, go for it. You know what I mean? You're good at the Gap.
You'll be edgy.
You're safe at
You'll
the
be
Gap.
Edgy.
Yeah man. They'll hoist you high.
The beauty about saying it at
the Gap.
If you're
at a Taylor Swift concert, you're fine.
Boom! Do it at a Taylor Swift concert.
If you're at the Gap, no one's even going to be there anyway.
So yeah, no one's
going to Don't worry about it. You're saying it basically.
If
you say the N-word at the Gap, does anyone hear it?
No.
I think Randy has the right
idea. A tree falling in the forest.
It's equivalent to a tree falling in the woods.
Forest, right.
If you say the N-word in the Gap,
does anybody really hear it?
No. It's absorbed by a lot of fleece. A lot of fleece absorbs.
That's going to be the title of this episode.
I was saying the other day to someone, I was like, is Kanye black Woody Allen? I asked that, and I was like, meaning we have to separate the art from the guy because at this point, like, you cannot sit down with Trump and have that be acceptable on any level, just in my mind. I don't know. But, like, someone then corrected me and said, well, he didn't sleep with his daughter. And I'm like, all right. I can't argue there.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that tidbit of information. Yeah, that's right.
He didn't adopt a wife.
Adopt a wife. Yeah. He bred her from, like, I think they were
raised.
I think, did he get her as a baby? No, he got her.
He wasn't involved.
When did he have he adopted her when she was a teen, correct?
Well, so
let's not make him sound too creepy.
He's just creepy stepdad.
Mia Farrow did. Right. And so, look, you know, there's a lot of issues with Woody Allen.
Anytime you start parsing words with the Woody Allen, situation, you're in a bad way.
Yeah, it is a bad. This is a bad wormhole.
You can't help it. Yeah. You love certain songs. It's hard to, you know, not play your kids'
graduation.
Look,
no more parties in L.A. will forgive a lot.
Yes.
Well, no more parties in LA for me forgives the fact that his code on his phone is 0000. Okay? You know what I'm saying? That forgives that. Gotta, you know what I mean? I go back and listen to Graduation and I'm like, all right, he had one meeting with Trump. All right.
I can do it.
It's like when you talk to black people about Michael Jackson.
Right.
So, like, most black people, like, all they see is, like, is off, young Michael, off the wall.
Is the artist, yeah.
Like, Spike Lee didn't make a movie about him and Corey Feldman.
No.
Spike Lee made a movie about Off the Wall.
Which was the greatest album.
Off the Wall.
But it also was such a monument. And I will say this. I show videos to my kids, a five-year-old kid, of young Michael, and it's captivating.
Okay, so my
watch it, and you're like,
so my daughter's listening to The Weeknd, you know, and she's listening to The Weeknd, and I'm like, okay, so you heard this song right here. Now I'm going to play you the song that inspired him to do his sound and everything. I'm going to play you Human Nature. Okay, so let's listen to that, and now you'll understand.
And then you got to play him SWV.
And then I play SWV.
Yeah.
Which ripped on Human Nature, and then you got to play all that stuff. But
And then you had to teach your kid how to do The Running Man. And then that was another thing.
That's it. Yeah. Give my kid a woofie.
But that is it. I mean, you start to understand, like, there is a moment where you're going to separate the art from the person, and if you can do that a little bit, and you can just say I appreciate what he made, but I'm not.
Well, I think you kind of have to. I mean, I think the majority of artists, if you knew them personally, and you'd probably be like, okay,
dude, I say that all the time. Yeah. I mean, yes, don't get me wrong, above and beyond creepness, but yeah, you're right. Like, everyone has a door, and once it's closed, you don't know what's behind.
You don't know what the fuck's going on. So just enjoy the music.
Like, this guy's a saint, you know, in public, and then he closes the door, and he's like, "Where's that leather mask with the zipper on the mouth? I gotta take a shit." Yeah.
Just enjoy the art, man. Don't dig too deep.
Yeah, the last thing you ever want to do is Google somebody you like.
Don't stay away from that, man.
Or hang with them.
Don't dig too deep.
Right?
That's it. Yeah, there it is, man. Jason came through and closed it right there, bro. That's how you do it.
Kiss the mic.
When you guys go on the road and say, and this is just a stupid question. This is for me personally, because when I get sick, the show goes on. Mm-hmm. And I have to, or else you don't get paid.
That's right.
So when you guys go on the road and just say Randy gets fucking ill. He ate something bad. He's taken, you know, he just can't get out of bed. What the fuck happens? Does Jason go up? You know what I mean? Does Randy go up with him?
No, I'll go up. I'll go
up. We go up. We tough it out.
Really?
We have to.
Show always goes on.
The show goes on always.
Unless you literally can't move. I mean, like, show goes on. I mean, I've shot a TV show with, like, a kidney stone. I was, like, bending over, like, in between takes, like, bending over the side, like, about to fall. And I was like, let me just get through this. Yeah. And then I'll deal with myself later. Yeah. Because, first of all, we love working. Any work that you get, you totally love, and we appreciate. And if we're going to be away and making money for the family, I'm like, I can't back out of this. Like,
yeah.
We just can't do this right now. So we understand there's too much at stake. There's more at stake than you being able to just be like, fuck it, I don't want to do this today.
Yeah.
Also, we grow every time we do stand-up. If, you know, even if it's a shitty show, it's like you figure out, okay, this is how we handle this situation, or this is how we can do this if it ever comes up again.
Is the Rome show still on? Is that on? It was on Showtime, right?
We did his show on Showtime a bunch.
I just wanted to tell you, that was my favorite part of the show.
Oh, thanks, man.
No, I'm not lying, man. And I know that sounds like an ass-kissing thing. It's not.
No.
It's not because I personally know you guys.
No, but I
loved it when he came over and just like, one, you Rome is a very specific individual, man.
Yeah, really.
And he's got his mud flaps on, or whatever these things are called, those eye flaps, those horse flaps, whatever.
Yeah.
And he always stays in that lane, in that zone. And for some reason, every time he came over, man, you guys always were able to just get that little bit out of him.
I loved it.
And you guys would, and not only that, knock him out of the park with sports shit, which is hard to do as well.
Because they're like, we got to make it funny.
Yeah.
Like, we got to make it funny for people who don't even understand sports. Now, these people are going to know what they're doing. And anytime, and we wouldn't tell them what it was because we were like, we want you to react for real on the show.
Mm-hmm. If he laughed, we got him laughing hard, we knew we hit it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
That's it.
That's what I meant to say, because he was such in his zone, and he always delivered his lines that one way, and then you guys would always get him to laugh and come out of his little shell. Yeah, you guys need a sports show like that, or have like a sports show, dad show, sitcom, man. You know what I mean?
We are doing. You're going to be doing our podcast, Dumb People Town, which I'm so excited. We're going to record that.
Yeah,
next. But you. So that show it was just announced about a month ago.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're developing that show as an animated narrative show for YouTube. It's called Dumb People Town. It's about the dumbest town in America. It's about two brothers, twin brothers, one who's smart and miserable, the other one who's dumb and happy. And is it better to be right, to know you're right and be miserable about it, or to be dumb and happy? And it's so funny.
Yeah, we don't know. Dumb and happy.
Dumb and happy.
Dumb and happy.
Dumb's winning right now.
Dumb's winning right now. And so it's like, how do you – and so – but the smart person can't be like –
I can't unknow what I know.
You can't unknow what you know. Right. You can't be like, I'm going to just wear Crocs and watch pro wrestling. And
I laid in bed the other night and thought to myself, man, I have not read as many books this year as I did last year. What's wrong with me? Am I getting stupid? I was like concerned about it for 40 minutes. There are people out there who are like, we got Tide Pods this weekend. We're going to have fun. They don't give a shit about how many books they read all night. So
I'm going to take some ecstasy, ride this jet ski. Fuck the shit out of this fat chick.
That's a weekend in Lake Havasu.
And it's planned.
It's planned.
And that's more
planning. It's loosely planned. It's loosely planned. And there's room for ad lib.
Right. Yes.
There's a little improv in the middle there.
I keep it loose just in case.
I keep it loose.
Yeah, I don't like a tight schedule, man. You never know what happens that night.
But do you think that dude's laying in bed going, man, I haven't read as much.
I need a novel before I do this whole plan.
So there is there's truth on all sides, because to be dumb is shitty, because dumbness creates problems and it's bad for people. But to be too smart for your own good, there's problems there too. So it's kind of fun in that it takes shots at both sides.
So is this loosely based on reality? Is Jason like the smarter of the two?
No, I mean, I think we both suffer from just worrying about too many things. But we, in doing this podcast, which is basically true crime of dumb people doing the dumbest things in the world, you know, and the stories are sent to us by our fans, and our buddy Dan Van Kirk, our co-host, breaks them down, and then we all riff off of them. We try to understand dumb behavior. In trying to do that, we're like, oh, there's like a dumb wave that's crashing over right now, and there's no way to fight back.
No, there's
and
no
so
way.
It, but if we put all
comedy,
those stories
comedy
is one
fight
way to
back.
Fight back yeah. And if we put all those stories into one town and we make the dumbest place on earth, we take like a town that is stupid, then if we drop one smart person into that dumb ecosystem, even if they have smart solutions to dumb problems, if the dumb system is working the way it is, then a smart solution is going to mess everything up even more. And that's what we are trying to understand.
It's been so fun. So we're writing a pilot, making a little presentation, and we'll see if they want to pick it up.
Yeah, man.
You
guys hands down, you guys should have a show every damn year.
Thank you.
You guys are brilliant.
Likewise.
I love your work, man. You guys are so
right back at you.
One thing I love about stand up is when you can see natural talent, and that's my favorite about you guys, man. You guys are just naturally gifted. You were blessed by God. You were touched by an alien. That's what me and Chase say.
We always say that.
When we see someone super talented, it means an alien came here and went bloop, and then all of a sudden you were like, I created the iPhone. and literally, you guys are fucking amazing.
Thank
I
you.
Love the Sklar brothers, and you guys should too, man. Go listen to their podcast, Dumb People Town.
Yeah, listen to Joe on it. He'll be on it in the next couple of weeks. We're recording that today.
But most importantly, go see them live. They are so amazing live.
You
can see them at Flappers in Burbank if you're here in the L.A. area. December 20th. Get your tickets now. You can go to Sklar. Oh,
SuperSklars.com. You can get the tickets there, yep.
Follow them on Twitter, Sklar Brothers. That's S-K-L-A-R Brothers. And yo, you guys
Instagram
are amazing.
Too. Follow us on Insta too, dude. But this has been so nice to hang out with you. You know we love you every time we see you. So.
Dude,
and great co-hosts.
And these awesome. Co-hosts.
Yeah. These dudes. Yeah. Right
these
dudes, here.
Man.
Appreciate it.
It's funny. You guys.
My guy. My guy.
Your co-host, Dan Van Kirk. I just did his podcast a couple weeks ago.
He's the best.
So he's an amazing guy.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Great. Well, I love that, man. Thank you. He's a great dude.
He's amazing. Yeah.
You guys are amazing. If you ever want to see a mannequin actually come to life, we ever look at a mannequin and go, who would wear that outfit? Boom, Sklar Brothers. hands down. They look like living mannequins every fucking time. I feel like I'm in Neiman Marcus every time they're around me. And I'm always, I look at them and debating what size should I get in that outfit. Head to fucking toe, these guys look like $1 million. And that's how you guys are in personal. Personally, you guys are just a wealth of energy, and I love you guys. Thank you for doing the Koi Pond, and this has been so much fun, you guys, man. Do what you do, love what you love, and spread that energy, and that's what you guys are. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Koi Pond, we're out. I had no time, so I would make a way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her, now I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance.